Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is no baishas by a blind person. The same way there is no din of Adam Zaymimin by a blind person, since it says Einecha, and Einecha is used by both. According to him, there's also no din of Mises Bezdin or Malkus by a blind person. Daf Pei Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda adds that a Summa, a blind person, is also not included in the halachas of monetary loss or Goyal Hadam. He's also potter from doing all mitzvahs. Rabbi Yosef, who is blind, said, whoever tells him that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Summa is potter mi mitzvahs, he'll make a Suda for him. Because if a Summa is potter, and I do the mitzvahs, I'll benefit from it. But once he heard the din of Rabbi Chanina, that gadol ha-mitzuva v'aisa, mimisha ena mitzuva v'aisa, that the schar is bigger for a person who is mitzuva and doing a mitzvah than a person who is not mitzuva and doing the mitzvah. Then he said he would make a suda for the Rabbanan if they told him the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, i.e. a blind person is chayav in mitzvahs. So now he is a mitzuva v'aisa, and therefore the schar is greater. Kuntras al-Adaf brings Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, where he says that it's apparent from this incident that if blind people are exempt from mitzvahs, they nevertheless are permitted to recite a bracha upon fulfilling a mitzvah if they want to. If not, argues Taisvis, why should Rabbi Yosef rejoice upon hearing that he is exempt from mitzvahs, since his exemption from mitzvahs would deprive him of being able to recite brachas? Rabbeinu Tam further reasons that accordingly, women too should be permitted to recite a bracha upon performing a mitzvah which they are not obligated in, such as lulav and sukkah, just as blind people may recite a bracha, even though they're not mitzuva in the mitzvah. Taisvis and Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vavam and Beis, however, while agreeing that a Summa may indeed recite a bracha, disputes Rabbeinu Tam's analogy of women to blind people. Taisvis argues that perhaps only blind people may recite a bracha, even if exempt from the mitzvah, because blind people are at least obligated midrabbanan to perform mitzvahs, as Taisvis says here. Taisvis explains, the reason why the Rabbanan obligated blind people to perform mitzvahs but not women is because blind people are biblically exempt, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from all mitzvahs, and they therefore can appear as Gentiles if they don't perform any mitzvahs. Women, however, are in any case obligated in many mitzvahs, i.e. those that are not mitzvahs seishas man grama, and therefore the Rabbanan therefore saw no need to obligate them in additional mitzvahs. It's interesting that in many places in Shulchan Aruch, this particular question is a machlekes mechaber and Ramah. For example, by Halal on Rosh Chodesh, can a woman make a bracha on Halal or not? She's not mitzvah, and it's no mitzvah for her to say Halal. According to the Mechaber, she does not, and that in fact is the minig of the Sfaradim, that a woman does not make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, but the minig of the Ashkenazim, as is brought by the Ramah, is that a woman does make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah. There is a chumrah when a man damages versus when an animal damages, and that a man is chayav not only nezek, but is also chayav in ripui, tsar, sheves, and baishas as well. And if he causes a miscarriage, the mazik also pays for the child. If a man is mazik and eved ivri, he must pay for all except unemployment when the eved belongs to him. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no baishas by an eved at all. If one damages a cheresh shaita the katan, you're chayef. But if they damage, they're putter. And the same applies to an eved knani and an isha, since they don't own anyone. But once they become free, or she gets a get, then they must pay. If one strikes his parents and draws blood, which is a chiev misa's bezdin, he's putter from paying because he's already chayef misa, kamle bidaravamine. The Gemara. If one damages the daughter of his friend, who is a ketana, even though the girl's property belongs to the father, damages go to the daughter. And finally, if a person injures his child, who is a ketan, he takes the money and makes a skula. What is a skula? He buys a sefer Torah, or a tree that produces dates. Daf Peches. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no din of baishas by an eved, since the pasuk says, ish bi achiv, in Devarim chafei, and an eved is not your brother. And therefore, there's no din of baishas. The Rabbanan say there is a din of baishas, since he's chayav in mitzvahs like a woman, so he is considered to be like your brother. An eved is pasul for edus. The Gemara darshans different psukim, which teaches this. However, a ger is kosher for edus. If a mother died and her son sold something while his father was alive, and then the son dies, Rabbi Yechanan says the lekeach is not kaina the item, but Rabbi Shlakish says he is kaina. The question is totally whether we say kinyan peris ke kinyan haguf dami or not. The Chachamim of Usha made a takana that says, if a woman sells from her property, nichsei malug, and then she died, her husband is allowed to take it from the lekuches. Daf Peites. Rameir says it's also for a man to live with his wife even for an hour without a ksuba, because the purpose of the ksuba is shalitei kala be'enav lahitzia, so it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her. He'll think about it carefully, because if he divorces her, he'll know he'll have to pay the value of the ksuba. Shmuel says, if Reuven is a malva, and Shimon owes him money, and Reuven has a shtar chayv, and sells it to Levi, and then Reuven is meichel the loan, the mechila is good. Taisus and Kedushin Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, the Rif, the Rambam, explain that really in a Torah there are no legal means of transferring a loan obligation, the way we have it here in our Gemara. They say that only through a special Takanas Chachamim is the sale of loan obligations made possible. Therefore, even though the Takanas Chachamim validated the sale of a loan obligation, they do not divest the seller of his right to forgive the loan, which Min HaTorah, of course, was never sold in the first place. The Gemara says the same halacha would apply here, that even if a woman sells her rights to her ksuba, to an independent person, if she is then meichel her husband from paying her the ksuba, the mechila is good, and this independent buyer loses his rights to the money. If a woman has children, and she dies, and her husband goes and remarries, and then he dies, the children from the first wife have the exclusive rights to the ksuba money. But technically, the first husband yarshid. This is called ksubas benin tichrin. Daf tzadik. Rava says, hektish, chametz, v'shichur, mafkia, midei shibur. If a leiva set aside property within a paitiki for the malva to collect, and then he is makdish this property, this maisa uproots the shibur of the malva. And the same is true if he's meshachrer, an eved put aside, or if he gave chametz to a guy in Pesach, it's mafkia the shibur of the malva. If Reuven sold his eved knani to Shimon, but he stipulated that he wants to use him for 30 days, so Reuven has a kinyan haperis, but Shimon has a kinyan haguf, so it's a machlekes if we say kinyan peris ke kinyan haguf dami or not. And it's a question, who has the din of yom yemayim, i.e. if a master strikes an eved and he doesn't die within 24 hours, he's pater. That's the din of yom yemayim. The Mishnah. If someone struck his friend on the ear, he must pay a selah for a baishas. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to pay a mana. If he spits at him, he must pay 400 zuzim for baishas. The klal is, all depends on how chashev the people are who are involved in the embarrassment. Rabbi Akiva said, even an ani shabi Yisrael is considered as a ben charen, and baishas is the same amount no matter who is embarrassed. But if one embarrasses himself, no one is chayev. Gemara. A short tam that first killed and then damaged, we go through the din of dinei nefashas and stone the axe, but we don't concern ourselves with dinei mamonis from cow number two. If, however, it was a muad, we process the damages, and then we look at that for the killing as well. But if you first did the killing, it's too late for the Bezdin to be done the damages. But we must always assess the weapon or horns of the animal to see if it's capable to actually kill before we actually do anything to the animal. Daf Tzadikov. When we assess a damaged weapon, do we only do this for weapons that kill or even for weapons that just do damage? Our answer is we assess all weapons. The five payments, Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Baishas, we assess, and the mazik must pay up immediately. For Ripui and Shevis, we assess based on how long it'll take for him to get better. If they assess 2 weeks, and he actually got better in 1 week, the mazik still has to pay 2 weeks' worth of nezek, of damages, Ripui, and so on and so forth, since he got better only because of Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one spits at his friend, he's chayav only if it actually hits his body, but if it just hits his clothes, he's pater from Baishas. From here we learn that if one embarrasses his friend with verbal insult, he's putter from Baishas. It has to be something mamish actual and physical. In the pasuk in Bereishis Perek Tes, V'ach es dimchem l'nafshei seichem edresh, I will seek your blood to your soul. Rabbi Elazar says, from here we learn, that it is usur for one to commit suicide, i.e. to harm himself. Rabbi Elazar says, if a person tears too much clothing by kriya for a mace, he's over on bal tashchis. And finally, one is not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree before its proper time, unless the wood is worth so much and no other trees are available. Daf Tzadik Beis, the Mishnah. Even if one pays for shein, there is no forgiveness until you ask the person also for mechila. And if one doesn't forgive when he's asked to give mechila, he's considered cruel. If Reuven said to Shimon, cut off my arm, and Shimon does it, then he's chayev for damages. Gemara. Rabbah said, kol ha-mevakesh rachamim al chaveri, v'hu tzarech lo eisei davar, hu nene tchila. If someone davens for his friend and he needs the same thing he's davening for, then he, the mispalel, is answered first. At this point, I'd like to tell over a very interesting maisa that happened to me and a friend very recently. One very close friend of mine who is single, as well as myself, who also is not married, we decided last Rosh Hashanah that because of this gemara that says ha-mispalel bad chaveru hu nene tchila, that he, during the month of Tishrei, would be mispalel for me, that I should get a shidduch bekarev, and I would be mispalel for him that he should get a shidduch bekarev. Turned out that a few months after these tefillas, he became a chassan, Baruch Hashem, and a few months after that tefillas that he said for me, I became a chassan. So it turned out that both of us were mispalel ba'ad chavera, and both of us were nana from that in a very short period of time. But what was even more interesting is that the night before Hischasana, which was a Tuesday night, I took a plane to go to New York to Hischasana. And on the plane, I was learning Tuesday night stuff as well as Wednesday night stuff. I wanted to get a blot ahead because I knew Wednesday night would be Hischasana. Turned out that that blot Wednesday night, which is the night of Hischasana, is the blot, which is Daf Tzadik Beis, right here. And just as I was getting ready to close my Gemara as the plane was landing, I came across this Gemara, which says, "Kol Mavakish Rachamim Al Chavera, V'hu Tzarech La'Ase Davar, Hu Nena Tchila." Exactly the Gemara that we use last Rosh Hashanah to be mispalel for each other, so that we should both become Chasanim. Baruch Hashem, that was Mekuyim for both of us. And the fact that this showed up exactly the day of Hischasana is very, very interesting. Anyway, where do we learn this from? Kol Mavakish Rachamim Al Chavera. We learn it from Iov, that Iov was redeemed from captivity because he davened for his friend. And we also learned it from Avram Avinu, that since Avram was mispalel for Avimelech, Hashem rewarded him with help for Sarah, as we see from the pasuk, Hashem pakad as Sarah. The Gemara says if one has a neighbor who's a Rasha, even if this person is a tzaddik, he'll be badly influenced by the Rasha. If a person eats well, he will remove sickness from himself, as we see from Shmais Chav Gimel, Va'avadetem as Hashem Elokeichem, Zu Kriyashma v'tfila, Uberach es lachmacha v'esmeimecha, Zu pas b'melech v'kitain shalmayim. People say that even though the wine belongs to the king, people thank the bartender anyway. And finally, people say if you drink from a well of water, don't pollute it, i.e. don't bite the hand that feeds you. That's Tzadik Gimel. We learn from Avram and Lait that if a person sticks around with someone who is wealthy, the wealth rubs off on him as well. If one complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about a friend, he will be punished first. Hu nenesh tchila, Rabbi Yitzchok says. Woe is to the one who complains, and woe is to the one who is complained about. Rabbi Yitzchok said, one shouldn't take the klola of a regular person lightly, since the klola of Avimelech on Sarah was Mekayim. It was Mekuyim a generation later, when Yitzchok became blind in his older years. And finally, if one gives stucca money to someone for watching, if it gets lost, the shomer is putter. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin the ninth perek, Hagoizel Eitzim, the Mishnah. If Reuven stole wood and made it into a keli, or stole wool and made it into a garment, he now owns them, since he made a shinoi. This is called a kinyan shinoi. So he must pay for the value to the owner. The klal is that if you steal, you pay for the value of what it was worth at the shas geneva. Gemara. It's a machlokes tanoim if bleaching of wool is considered to be enough of a shinoi to make a kinyan. Many amoraim say, shinoi bim kaimei oimed. Even if a change takes place, the item still belongs in the rishus of the bailam. Daf tzadik dalet. If one gives an object to a zayna, it becomes usur to use on the mizbeach. If one gave her wheat and she made it into flour, or he gave her grapes and she made it into wine, it's a machlokes if it's mutter for the mizbeach. Beis Hillel says it's mutter, since shinoi is kaina, and Beis Shammai says it's not good, since shinoi loy kaina. If a ganav steals an object, and it goes up in value, if he wants, he can pay the original value and keep the profit, or he can say, Harei shalach lefanecha, here is the item, and keep it. Rebbe Elazar says, shinoi is not kaina when it comes to making a bracha, since it would be a case of mitzvah haba b'avera. If someone is mafkir his vineyard, he is still chayev in matnas aniyim, but he's potter from giving meiser. Shmuel says the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, so if a ganav steals something, and the animal gets weak, and therefore it depreciates, the owner can simply return it and say, Harei shalach lefanecha, since shinoi is not kaina. Midoraisa, shinoi is not kaina. So you return an item exactly as it is. But our Mishnah says, shinoi is kaina, and we paskin like a stam Mishnah. If our answer is, we only say it's kaina to encourage the gazlan to return it, in order to be the Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashava. This Mishnah was taught due to a particular Maisa, where someone didn't do tshuva because he was afraid of having to return everything that he stole. In the times of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there was a Maisa in which a robber became discouraged from doing tshuva by the thought of having to give away everything he owned in order to repay everything that he had stole. The Rabbanim at that time enacted a takana, granting amnesty and exempting Ganavim from any obligation to compensate the victims, i.e. anything that they did in the past, so as to facilitate their doing tshuva for the future. The Gemara, however, modifies this takana by saying that they did not exempt paterap a gazlan or a ganav from returning the stolen object if it's still in his possession. In other words, if he still has the item in his possession, that he's chayev to return. They only made him pater from paying for items that he no longer has. He stole the object, and therefore he did something. He sold it to somebody else. He got rid of it. Those things, they patered him from having to give back. Also, the Gemara says that even after this takana, The robber, nevertheless, even on the things that he got rid of, that he had stolen and he disposed of, he still has a chi of latzeis bidei shamayim, a moral obligation to pay for them anyway. People who steal from the public, for example, a shepherd, because his animals eat from everybody's field, their tshuva is a very difficult one, since they really don't know who to return the items to. So what's the yetzah? It's to build things for the good of the tzibur. For example, a bench for people to sit on in the park. Daf tzadikei. If one stole a female ram and removed the wool, and then it gave birth, Rameir says you must pay back the ram, wool, and the child. Because we say, shini bim kaime emedes, and he's not kaine. Rabbi Yehuda says, the gazlan keeps all the extra. He only pays for the ram that he stole, because we say shinoi kaina. Rabbi Shimon says, the gazlan keeps some of the extra, but not all. The Gemara says there are five people who collect money only from the chasim b'nei charen, i.e. nechasim which haven't been sold yet, and can never collect from the chasim mishubadim. Daf tzadik vav. If a guy improves land that was stolen, so the question is if he, the guy, can keep the shvach, the appreciation. The Gemara says, teiku. If, however, there was a shinoi hashem, i.e. he made wood, for example, into a bookcase, then he is kaina via shinoi hashem. If someone takes the tiyumis, the middle leaf of a lulav, and splits it in half, is this considered to be enough of a shinoi, and therefore it passels the lulav or not? My answer, a split does not passel, only if he cuts off the middle leaf does it passel. If one stole dirt from his friend and made it into a brick, he isn't kaina, since it can't be turned back into dirt. Who was vice versa, then he is kaina, since it's hard to reverse it back to a brick. And even if he did, it's now considered a new brick, a panem chadashus. The Mishnah. If someone stole an animal or an eved and it aged, the gazlan pays back the value of the shas geneva. Rameir says, since the eved has a din of karka, the gazlan can simply say harei shalach lefanecha. If one stole chametz and it became usser as chametz she'avar lava pesach, he can still say harei shalach lefanecha. Gemara. The halacha is like Rameir, that an eved is considered like karka, so the gazlan can say harei shalach lefanecha. Rameir says, when it comes to a shvua daraisa, there's no such thing as a shvua to take something from someone's rishus, only a shvua to prevent someone from taking from your rishus. Daf Tzadik Zayin. If one lives in the chatzer of his friend, shalei midaita, does he have to pay rent or not? Gemara answers, he doesn't have to pay, since this is a case of zeh nehena, v'zeh lechaser. The person who is living in it is getting hana from it, but the person who field or whose chatzer or whose house he's living in wasn't really collecting rent. So meanwhile, it's not a case that he would be losing anything by having the person in the house. Zanahen b'zal chaser is pater. If the damage to someone is easily recognizable, the damage is worse than if it's a case of hezek she'en nikar. The Gemara says in order to transfer meiser sheni to money, in other words, the value to be paid and so on, it must be money which is kesef tzura, money which is actually in circulation, not money which is not in circulation, or money from previous kingdoms, which are not really considered legal tender today. What is considered matbeah shel Yerushalayim? Our answer is, if it's written David uShlomo on one side of the coin, and Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh on the other. Daf Tzadik Ches. Rabbi says if someone threw his friend's coin into the Yam HaGadol, and the water is clear, and you can see through the water, he's pater, since he could say to his friend, go fetch it, there it is. But there are a lot of stipulations to this tour. Rashi explains that even if the only way the owner can get his coin is by hiring professional skin divers to get it for him, nevertheless, the mazik is putter, under the exemption of grama benizakin, indirect damage. However, if the water is cloudy, the Gemara says, then the gazlan is chayev, since the coin is not visible in the water. So how is anybody going to go down and be able to see it at all? Therefore, in that case, he would be chayev. The Gemara says a person cannot make something into meiser unless the food is in his rishus. If a person rubs out the face of his friend's coin, he's pater, since it's only grama. He didn't actually take away any of the metal. He just rubbed out from the coin itself. Also, if he burns the shtar chayv of his friend, he's also pater, since it's just a grama. He can say, I only burned a piece of paper. But this is totally in a machlokes tanayim. Do we say, davar hagoyrim lemamon is kamamon dami, or not? Reb Shimon says, chayv, and the chachamim say, pater. And finally, by chametz, it's a machlokes if everyone holds. The ganav can say harei shalach lefanecha, or only Reb Yaakov holds this. The Mishnah. If someone gave something to a craftsman to fix, and the craftsman broke it, he's chayev to pay. If a builder was fixing a wall and he ruined it, he's also chayev. Daf Tzadik Tes, the Gemara. Someone who gave his talus to a craftsman who fixed it, if it's up to 10 days that went by and the craftsman was not paid, then the one who gave the talus is not over on Leitolin, the Isser of delaying wages. But once the talus is returned to him, at midday, once the sun sets at the end of that day, he's over on Leitolin. If a woman says to a man, take this metal and make rings for me, and I'll become married to you with the wages I should have paid you for your work. Rav Meir says, she's mekudeshes. The Chachamim say the marriage is not chal until money reaches her hand, i.e. the kesef kedushin. He can't marry her with money that she owes him, since hamakadesh b'milva eina mekudeshes. If a person gave an animal to a sheichet to shecht, and the sheichet messed up the shechita, so he's chayev to pay because he's pashea, he's negligent, and he should have been more careful. But if you asked the sheichet to do the shechita for free, he's like a shomer chinam, and then if he ruined the shechita, he's pater. When judges come out of a psak din, one dayan shouldn't tell the loser of the case, you know, I voted in your favor, but it was the other dayanim, and they outnumbered me, they voted against you. That's why you lost the case. If one does this, dayan does this, he's over on rechilus. Daf kuf. From the pasuk of Vahidato Lahem, Shmai Sirches, we learn different mitzvahs, or hints to mitzvahs, of gemilas chasadim, bikur chaylem, kvura, and doing mitzvahs beyond chiyav, lefnim, mishuras, hadin. And finally, if a dayan gave out the wrong psak, he said guilty when someone was innocent, or tameh when something was tar, or tar when something was tameh, the psak stands anyway, but Rav Meir says the dayan should compensate the one who lost the money incorrectly, i.e. Rav Meir is mechayev by dina degarmi. At this point, we will conclude our shir, and Emir Tashem on the next save, we will begin from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Amid Beis.
Moshiach, Moshiach, Moshiach. Ay, 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 ay. מתוך שמחה וטוב לב אין עוד דמשור שירו אלא מתוך שמחה מתוך שמחה וטוב לב אין עוד דמשור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחה אין עוד דמשור שירו אלא 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 מתוך שמחה אין עוד דמשור Idach masma firashe asizing na linke menor na yid besimcha. Idach masma firashe asizing na linke menor na yid besimcha. Idach masma firashe asizing na linke menor na yid besimcha. Idach masma firashe asizing na linke menor na yid besimcha.
Ich mach mal für rasche Assisingen an irgendeinem Norden.